This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. If you'd like to continue growing fruits and vegetables year-round, home hydroponics might be the answer. For this month's K-State Garden Hour, Lane Ween, Shawnee County Horticulture Agent, covered the basics of hydroponics. He says that hydroponics is a method of growing plants without soil.
Soil always provides the nutrients and the structure that plants need to grow, but in hydroponics, we don't have that. So everything related to the plant growing, the nutrients, the structure, everything that soil would be doing is something that we have to provide ourselves. Hydroponics today was developed in the late 30s from plant nutrition studies. So scientists were looking at what nutrients were necessary for plant growth and what amount they needed and when during their growth cycle the plants needed those nutrients. And that sort of morphed into growing plants without soil. As of 2019, a study from the National Ag Statistics Service, the U.S. grew 210,000 tons of produce hydroponically, which is valued at more than $700 million. California, Texas, Colorado, Tennessee are kind of our heavy hitters. Kansas, we did grow a bit, though, 58,500 tons as of that study, which, if you think about how focused Kansas is on row crop production, the fact that we grew that much is crazy. So what are some of the benefits of hydroponics? Well, first up, the plants actually grow faster with hydroponics. So because all of the nutrients and things that they need for growth are right there, they can grow and take up those nutrients more efficiently. We lower water use through using hydroponics up to 90% in some cases, depending on the type of system that you're using. And as water becomes a more and more hot button issue, hydroponics is the way to get around that. We're able to grow crops more densely. So because, unlike soil, we can't really go vertical with it, but with hydroponics, we are able to grow on some A-frame type structures, which are a lot more space use efficient, and we're able to grow more crops in the same square footage. We're able to grow crops regardless of weather, so it's a fantastic way to garden all year long. And lastly, no weeding. No soil means there's no weed seeds or anything like that, so you don't have to weed your hydroponic garden. So what can we grow hydroponically? I think the two that most people think of when they think hydroponics are herbs and leafy greens. So basil, dill, chives, mint, oregano, lettuce, spinach, kale, pak choy, bok choy, cabbage. All of those grow really well in hydroponic systems. We also have fruiting crops like tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, and squash that grow really well hydroponically. And actually, tomatoes, looking back at that study from the National Ag Stats Service, tomatoes made up about 60% of the hydroponic produce grown by pound. It was, again, 60%. Strawberries grow fantastic in hydroponic systems. And root crops, interestingly, can grow well in hydroponic systems. Here in the States, it's not really used too much. Most of our potatoes are still field grown. But there is research being done in sub-Saharan Africa and Southeast Asia where there isn't a lot of arable land where they can produce these really calorically dense foods. And there's lots of cities. So they're looking at using different medias and figuring out what varieties work and what nutrient solution they need to use. And finally, at K-State, we always stress right plant when we're out in the landscape. This is kind of the same concept. So different systems fit different crops better. So a system that can grow dill really well isn't necessarily going to be an ideal for growing tomatoes. So it's important to match your system to your crops and vice versa. And some final thoughts here. Start clean and grow clean. Maintain that cleanliness as you grow your crop. Match your crop to the system that you're growing with and keep an eye on your plants as they grow. They're going to need maintenance. You might have to modify your pH a bit and you need to make sure that your nutrient solution tank is sitting at the right height. And most importantly, have fun with it. Hydroponics is a great way to garden regardless of the weather.
That's Lane Ween, Shawnee County Horticulture Agent, with information on home hydroponics. To watch the entire webinar, search for K-State Garden Hour, then click on View the Recent Webinar. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.